To me, a family should be organized as an organism. As an organism, a family has the capacity of protecting itself. It has the capacity of healing itself. In my tradition, we speak of mindfulness. When a virus is able to penetrate into a body, into an organism, there are antibodies ready there in order to come and encircle the virus. The body is alert. The body is mindful that there is an invasion by a virus. And that is why the immune system in a body is an agent of protection. And if there are not enough antibodies, and then the body will know how to fabricate very quickly these antibodies and others for the body to cope with this new situation. Mindfulness is our immune system, the kind of agent of protection. Mindfulness helps us what is penetrating into our family as an organism. Suppose your son, suppose your daughter has a lot of suffering, and if you don't know about it, you are too preoccupied with other things. And your son, your daughter, by themselves, they could not handle the malaise, the vacuum within themselves. They try to cover up the suffering inside with drugs. They have been using drugs secretly, but you don't know. You are not mindful. So a virus has penetrated into the organism of the family, and you don't know. The immune system of the family is not strong enough. If alcoholism, sexual misbehavior penetrate into the organism of your body, this kind of virus are going to destroy the family as an organism. If you and your children consume in such a way that will bring craving and violence and hatred into your consciousness and the collective consciousness of your family, you are allowing these viruses to come freely. We know that by consuming without mindfulness, we bring into our body and into our consciousness a lot of poisons. When you converse with a friend, the conversation may be very toxic also. What he said, what she said, may contain a lot of anger and fear and confusion. And when you listen to him or to her for 1 hour, you got it. You got these elements of anger, fear, confusion into yourself. You're consuming. You have to protect yourself. You should not allow these elements to penetrate into you. You should be able to say, well, I have heard enough of that. Let us talk about something else. Yesterday we spoke about getting in touch with the positive, healing, and nourishing elements, and not just allow ourselves to be penetrated by the negative things. It's very important to protect ourselves. The organism of our family by the practice of mindfulness. We should be alert. We should be aware of what is going on. If our children consume 3 hours of television a day without your help, they consume television because they don't have any other kinds of joy. They may not be able to enjoy sitting close to you and talking to you because between you and your child, communication has become difficult. And because of that reason, it's not a pleasure for him or for her to sit close to you and converse. And he can cover up that kind of sadness, loneliness with television. And there are many television programs that contain a lot of craving and anger and violence. And you allow these viruses to come into the collective consciousness of your organism, of your family. And that is why the family has to function as an organism. And there must be a code of behavior that everyone is willing to accept. You cannot just use the authority of a father or a mother to oblige your children to do. You have to explain to him or to her with loving kindness that consuming like that, doing like that, is harming yourself, harming your family. You just cannot write down a few laws like don't go home after such and such an hour. You should spend only that much money. And when your father talks to you, you have to listen and not to reply right away. All these things may be helpful, but they are not enough. The code of behavior should be practiced in such a way that communication between father and son, mother and daughter, become possible and joyful. I, as a teacher, I know very well that I should not use that authority of a teacher in order to force my students to do what I want them to do. I couldn't tell them, do this because it is good for you. I don't use that method. I don't enforce the teaching in that way. I would like to sit down with him or with her and to communicate and to show him or her that that kind of behavior, that kind of acting is not bringing happiness and peace and right understanding to him, to her, and to the community of practice.